This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
We've got a very talented lady joining us on Zoom, in fact, I believe from New York City, Sophia Granello. Sophia, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. This is amazing.
You're sounding loud and clear, let me tell you. So tell me about your connection with Dubai and New York.
Yeah, so I'm actually studying drama at NYU Tisch. I'm so lucky to be going to my dream school. It has been an absolutely incredible first year. And I'm just so privileged to be doing what I love in a city that is so passionate for the arts. The environment of New York is amazing. I love how everyone always has somewhere to be. It's just very motivating and really puts me on the right path career-wise.
Was that a dream of yours to go to this particular college? I think you grew up here in Dubai, didn't you? I spent a lot of time in Dubai.
Yes, I did. I was born in the UK, but I moved here when I was 3 months old. So pretty much all my life, yeah.
Really? And do you miss Dubai?
I do. I miss my family. They're still living here. I miss my dogs. So it's great to be back. I'm enjoying the heat. It has been such a cold winter in New York. So it's been great to be back.
Right then. So tell me a little bit about getting into music and how it all started for you. Who were you listening to growing up?
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up in a very musical family on both sides. My dad plays the piano and my mom comes from a huge Irish musical family.
Okay.
So I always grew up around music. I listened to Irish folk music growing up and I've played the piano since I was four as well. So I've always been performing and it's definitely influenced my journey now. In terms of artists that I admire, it really ranges. I definitely listen to a mixture of artists. I listen to a lot of pop, a lot of musical soundtracks. So some of my favorites are Taylor Swift, and I'm listening to a lot of country, so Morgan Wallen, Chris Stapleton.
Wow, Taylor Swift at the moment can do no wrong, can she? Have you ever managed to get to see her? I mean, this Eras tour is just like selling out everywhere. She's currently in Scotland in the UK.
Wow. No, I haven't got the chance. I would love to, though. She's absolutely incredible.
She's really kind of bridged that gap as well from starting out as a country artist to absolutely conquering the world of pop music. Now, you are one half of The Village, right?
Yes.
So are we? It's a great name for a duo. Is it connected with The Village in New York City? I'm intrigued.
Actually, yes. Yes, there. So our dorm is in the center of Manhattan, very much around Washington Square Park. And we have a lot of signs up around there that says The Village on it. And the name just kind of came to us. So it is actually based in The Village of New York. So that's where we got the name from.
Tell me about the other half then of The Village. I know there's two of you that make some beautiful music. We're going to hear your song very shortly called Wishing We Were. Tell me about your partner.
Yes. So we actually met before we started NYU together. We were talking over social media about joining a band together. And then we just clicked instantly when we both got to NYU. We wrote Wishing We Were together in early November about a personal experience that I was going through. Young first love can be a very painful experience and definitely has a lot of learning on both sides.
Young first love, I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember what it feels like. So Wishing We Were. I mean, did the lyrics come first? Are you a person that writes chords first? How do you approach your writing?
Well, we both play instruments. I play the piano and guitar and Alex plays the guitar. So we kind of just sit there and then she plays around with the chords and we kind of hum over it and see what we like. And then once we established the melody, we moved over to the lyrics.
What do you think it was? You mentioned that, you know, when you met, that it really clicked, that there was something, you know, that really wanted you to work together, to write music together. What do you think that was?
I think we just both have such a respect for the music industry and we just both love expressing ourselves through music. And that definitely came through in our writing. And we just clicked in a very short time.
Mm.
And I think it's just something really special. You don't get that relationship with many people in life. So it was definitely something really amazing to to get to work with her every day.
Cool. Now, I'm sure all your family are listening here in the city of Dubai, and they're going to hear your tune right now. Once again, this is the very, very talented Sophia Granello, one half of a duo called The Village, Wishing We Were.
Everyone's walking with someone. Seems like I'm going through emotions. Emotional affair. I thought that we'd always be something. The distance between us is nothing. That's what you said before I left and I wanna catch the flight back. Listen, I can't help if something is missing. The feeling is growing persistent. It follows me around. Tell me, do you feel it too? You're breaking down or pushing through. I'm selfish cause I hope it's hell for you. And I'm out of time, but I wanna catch the flight back home. Will you be
It's absolutely gorgeous. The two girls' voices blend absolutely beautifully. It's you could almost be sisters, you know. Really nice, and I'm loving the cello arrangement on there and the strings that are going on. You even took me back to my first love.
Oh, that is amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you.
There's got to be more in the pipeline like that. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more with Sophia and find out if we have got more songs that are going to be released, and maybe ask her a little bit about the music scene in the Big Apple in New York City. That's coming up.
You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is The Night Shift with Mark Lloyd.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
We just heard a beautiful song called Wishing We Were by The Village. We have one half of The Village in Sophia Granella joining us on the show. Is that song available? Can people download it, Sophia?
Yes, our song is available on all streaming platforms. You can find it on my Instagram at Sophia Granello _ or on our band's Instagram at Officially The Village. There's a link in the bio to stream it.
Cool. Okay, so we can get that wonderful piece of music. As I said, it took me back to my first love, and I'm sure it will many of our listeners as well. What about live gigs? Just tell me about New York and, you know, being in that vibrant city where there must be a lot of musicians of the highest level. I bet you could go out every night and see a fantastic band.
Yes, absolutely. There is a huge music scene in New York. There's always people busking either in parks or in subway stations, and there's always opportunities to perform and do gigs. We have actually done a couple. We performed at NYU's annual talent competition, Ultraviolet Live, with our song Wishing We Were, and we actually won the overall competition, which was
Yay! Yeah, representing
amazing.
Dubai.
Yeah, it was actually the competition that Lady Gaga came third in her time at NYU, so it was a huge deal.
So you won it, and Lady Gaga came third. I love that story. I mean, are there more songs to come from you guys? You know, with such a beautiful piece like that, are you constantly writing?
It wasn't really part of my plan, to be honest. I'm definitely more focused on acting, but when strong emotions come along, Alex and I definitely do sit and write together. But yes, we have already actually started writing two new songs, so we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, and tell me about your acting then, you know, what the experience has been like going to New York to study acting.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I think one of the main reasons I chose NYU is it's not your typical conservatory style of acting. Our class size is like 400 people, I think, something like that.
Wow.
So it's a huge number compared to what schools usually have. So it really just throws you in the environment of what the industry is like. And I think that that's absolutely incredible. And the connections that I've made in both the acting department and the film and TV department is amazing. And everyone is just so supportive and talented. So it's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and what's the dream for you? Professional actress?
The dream. Yes, the dream is definitely to do Broadway for a while,
Yeah.
because I love singing, but ultimately I would love to be on screen, so film and TV.
Wow. Well, I'll be able to say I interviewed her before she was famous when you're a big movie star. Whilst we've got you, do you want to say hi to any of your friends here or maybe your family? Give us a few names. Let's shout out a few people.
Absolutely. I'd like to say hi to my mom and dad. They are my biggest supporters and I love them so much. My little sister Stella, who's still here, and hi to everyone back in New York, Alex, Daniela, Jack, our producer, and everyone else in New York.
Well, I think your mum is definitely your big supporter. She was the one that got in touch with
Yes.
us here at Dubai Eye
Yeah.
and you know, told us about your song and said, "Get my daughter on." And I'm so happy that we did, Sophia. Great personality. I think you're going to do really well in the entertainment business. And I absolutely love that song, "Wishing We Were." It's available on all platforms. It's by The Village. You need to get it in your collection. Sophia, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much. It has been such an incredible experience.
It was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Yeah. Sophia there, one half of The Village, right here on Dubai Eye 103.8.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.